Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 1 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of the NutriMedical Report, recommends hyperbaric chambers in many serious healthcare conditions, from stroke recovery to congestive heart failure to cancer, autoimmune diseases, and requiring serious infections to be dealt with hyperbaric oxygen therapy, ozone, and augmented oxygen. If you want to get a hyperbaric chamber for Dr. Bill, do contact him at NutriMedical.com. Contact us. 888-212-8871. Dr. Bill will arrange a lease and also documentation so you can write off the cost of your hyperbaric chamber against your health insurance and your taxes. The best hyperbaric chambers are the ones that Dr. Bill recommends or Summit to see, but do arrange through Dr. Bill Deagle. 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, go to Contact Us and send your request of your specific condition. He will provide a consultation and the proper advice in nutraceuticals and other technology to augment your recovery. Take care with NutriMedical.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Thank you.
have Jim Cole here from Sonic Life. I do hear an echo now. Oh, I wonder if it's my my computer that's doing the echo. Let me see here. Maybe that takes away the echo. Yeah, it's at my end. Okay, so Jim, I want you to talk about one of our really good customers who just got her machine. Her first name is Bev. Can you tell me your story? Because I got a report by email through Michelle, and she talked Michelle's ear off yesterday. And she's so pleased with the Sonic Life, she's just beside herself. And by the way, she's an emergency room RN nurse for something like 35 years. So she's a very experienced, very wise lady. So she's so impressed with it. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, well, she emailed me a couple of days ago, and she's had the machine for about a week or a week and a half. She's had it set up. She's using it every day. And she said she's already noticed that she's not so jowly, that her face and her neck are tightening up. And she sees a definite improvement there. And then she's also been doing calf raises and squats on the machine. And she said in a week and a half, she's really toned up her calves and her thighs. And she's just amazed at how fast everything is coming together with the vibration machine. So she,
and by the way, she's not doing it 10 minutes a day. She's doing it 10 minutes, I think, three or four times a day. Now, if you have a hernias, like umbilical or groin hernias, if you have a prolapsed uterus, if you've got venous problems like varicose veins or lymphatic problems like, say, post-cancer surgery or surgical treatment or post, say, plastic surgery, this tightens up your muscles, moves the lymphatics, tightens up all your hernias. It's amazing. It really is amazing. And it actually is what I call a Sonic Life facelift, too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
So
yeah, I also gave her a few pointers on that through the Korean Qigong Association, 13 hertz. 13 hertz really tightens up your face and your chin and your jowls and your neck, and it is a sonic facelift.
Yeah. What I'm impressed by is how many things now. First off, what your body likes a sine wave pulse whole body frequency, and it actually will tune into each muscle group in your body. Now, she asked me for more recommendations. The first thing that I do is I have an athletic bar, the kind that you see in universities, behind me, about 6 feet behind me, and I have all kinds of different strengths of resistant bands. And I strongly recommend that somebody either have it bolted to the ceiling or wall or some corner of a something solid so it won't yank off and hurt you. But resistance bands and lightweights, weights that you can adjust from, say, 2 pounds up to 10 pounds. And you don't need much because for a fraction of a second, you basically have a 4G effect on the weight. In other words, if you pick up a 2-pound weight, during a fraction of a second, it's effectively like a 10-pound weight. If you have a 10-pound weight, it's like a 40-pound weight, but without the danger of injury. So the neat thing about it is for a fraction of a second, the Golgi tendon apparatus in your tissue acts like it's 4G. Now, what this does also, chiropractic, whether it's a lanoaxial subluxation or other vertebrae in your spine, it pops it back in. So you can do like Tai Chi or just general motion, and you can feel your spine popping back into place. If you are tightening up the connective tissues also, you'll notice that if you've got, let's say, they call it a Dunlap. You know, guys get older, they have a Dunlap where their lower abdominal wall hangs over. That starts to tighten up. If you've got hernias, it tightens up. If you've got muscle imbalances, it tightens it up. It tightens up what's called the force vectors around joints. So a lot of your problems like abnormal tracking of your kneecaps, which causes some retropatellar pain, it goes away. Because as you do very gentle squats and so on, you're actually realigning the firing patterns of muscles around all your joints and tissues, which takes away the abnormal muscle vector forces that cause pain and tendonitis or bursitis. So it does a whole lot of stuff, and that's why chiropractors love these machines. If there's chiros listening, you got to get one of these machines. You're going to have the happiest customers on earth, because once you manipulate them, if you put them on the machine, they're going to stay manipulated. They're going to stay in position, because it's abnormal force factors from muscle firing that actually causes a subluxation. The muscles are the boss. The bones are just going to follow. You know, it's like the big fat Greek wedding. You know, when it talks about the the head of the house is the bones? No. The neck is the woman, right? And she can turn the head. So the muscles determine where the bones are going to get out of alignment. Pretty neat. Now, on the other side, the epigenetic frequency, and we talked about this with Dr. Truat. He's been on the show. He's investigating setting up frequency treatments for the photon zombie invented in 1893 by Tesla. The problem is that Tesla and his people that worked in his lab later decided to switch from using a pulsed argon gas in tubes tuned to 432 hertz because you could only get one frequency. You couldn't get a range of frequencies. They moved towards sound and electromagnetics. And the woofers that you have in the sonic life machine are the most accurate way to produce a sine wave frequency that can entrain the tissues to open up the ion channel. So what I do now, one of my first things that I offer people, in fact, I offered this lady Bev the same thing for her machine, is I will provide for her free, based on a blood test, her amino acidopathies and her mineralopathies. In other words, we do a blood test in whole blood, find out which amino acids are out of balance in her body and which minerals are out of balance or deficient. Then we give her the minerals and amino acids as a special formula based on the blood test, and then give her the frequencies to open up the ion channels in her nucleoplasm. Those are little spheroids that hold all your DNA. And when the frequencies hit the DNA, it lets the minerals and amino acids in to tell the genes to turn on to make messenger RNA, which corrects structural proteins and enzymes. Every disease state has three properties. Number one, deficiencies of structural proteins and enzymes. Number two, acidosis, which is hypoxia. And number three, stealth pathogens. Every disease state has those three properties. And when you correct the structural proteins and enzymes, and you change the redox of the tissue, which the sonic life machine raises the energetics of the tissue, along with their nutraceuticals like mitothyroid and Nutridyne and mitochondrial catalysts and CoQ10 Supreme, as it's a spark of the cell. If you do that and you regenerate the tissue and then you give antipathogenics and immunoglobulins, you deal with all three issues that cause every disease of every organ, whether it's heart failure or vasculitis or dementia or plaque or whatever. Because plaque is basically just oxidized cholesterol and fatty acids. Now, I can actually do tests now for people in anywhere in the world and tell you which amino acids and which minerals that are balanced, and then send you a frequency through the sonic life machine to open up your ion channel so your body can start regenerating. Now, I give you MycoD2, which is oncomycin, the first receptor that's activated when you regenerate, and my red deer velvet. And when you do that, you actually supply the building blocks to regenerate, and the sonic life machine will then tell the cells, open up your ion channels, let the minerals and amino acids in to turn on the genes, so that now you have the building blocks to rebuild any tissue, kidneys, heart, brain, liver. So we can now do a blood test to find out which mineralopathies and amino acidopathies you have, and then put the signal in to make sure those get into the DNA to turn on your gene induction. Pretty cool, eh? So you need signal plus substance.
Oh, very cool.
So in other words, it's a blood test that tells you. We can do a quantum scan too, but it's even easier to do a blood test. I just send a test kit to you. It can be in Germany or South Africa. And once I get the blood test results back, I say, okay, you need this and this and this frequency for each plasma resonance of minerals and amino acids. I have them all worked out, their atomic plasma resonance, based on 432 hertz. And guess what? It fixes it. The person then starts to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to make protein XYZ, whatever. I'm going to make mineral. I'm going to let a mineral in to turn on specific genes for certain enzymes. And guess what? The person's health starts to restore. So what we're doing is we're turning back the clock. You see, you have a library. The library is your DNA. If you read from the right books of the library, you can rebuild yourself like a fetus in utero. Because remember, the same genes that make a baby make you when you're 80 years old. It's how do you get access to the particular books of the library, and how do you turn on that library to make the building blocks so your cells can regenerate you? At 80, you have 2 to 5% same stem cells that are as healthy as a newborn. Newborns, by the way, before they're born, babies before they're born, they don't age. I'm the first in the world to discover that you do not age in utero. It's only when they cut the umbilical cord. So your birth date is actually the day you're conceived. Your death date is the first day they cut the cord when you're born. So in fact, when you celebrate your birthday, it's actually your death day, the first day you start dying. Now, when you take my red deer velvet and put the frequencies back in and take the right nutraceuticals like mine, your body then says, hey, I'm returning to the fetal state. I'm back in utero. And the body says, hey, I'm going to get rid of that scar. I'm going to stop those wrinkles. I'm going to repair that joint. I'm going to fix those myelination nerve fibers. I'm going to help that liver heal from fatty liver. I'm going to reverse the insulin resistance of your muscles so your diabetes goes away. You need the nutraceuticals, but you need the signal. And the best signal delivery system is the sonic life. So what I've done now is constructed a new, even simpler technique, which I can train any other doctor to do. You order the blood tests. You order the specific frequencies based on the mineralopathy and amino acidopathy and the person's sense to generate the right structural proteins and enzymes. The redox of the cells change. The cells can get rid of stealth pathogens, and the body heals itself. Amazing, isn't it? It's so simple.
Yeah, it is amazing.
It's like a slap in the face, like, have you got it now, Deagle? And I'm thinking, I should have thought of this before. It's like the guy that invented the paperclip. Everybody says, geez, I wish I invented it. I thought of the idea 2 years ago. Somebody else came up with a patent. They're a billionaire now. Well, guess what?
Right.
I'm working step by step by step to bring back the years of Methuselah. And I'm getting closer and closer to things. For example, one of the things I'm doing, and I talked to several tech companies, is to do spectral quantum biocircuit analysis. In other words, and I'm going to be able to send out a machine to people to actually scan over the particular target organs, extract a frequency, and put a frequency neutralizing frequency back into their body, and I can actually do it through the sonic life. In other words, I can create a neutralizing frequency and play it back as an MP3 through their cell phone through a little bus directly in a little micro amplifier called Yoho amplifier directly into sonic life. And if you have a specific problem, let's say right knee arthritis, I can put a neutralizing frequency like a Bose headphones to turn it off. In other words, just like I can turn off disease, like you turn off the noise if you're trying to listen to music in an airport and it's noisy, just the same way as a Bose headphone, because the quantum biocircuits can be neutralized by a reverse frequency circuit. What do you think of that? Pretty cool, hey?
That's amazing, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, I know. People say, Deagle, are you a normal human? Yeah, I'm just a smart, socially inept idiot. So I don't know when to shut up, but I'm smarter than most rocks in the bucket.
Right. Good for you.
Well, you know, and the thing is, I want everything to be identifiable. For example, if I train a doctor in Stuttgart, Germany, because there's doctors listening there, Santiago, I don't charge for training them. I just charge for my time to actually review the chart. So if you're out there and you're a chiropractor, naturopath, doctor, MD, or even just a grandma, you want to learn how to do some of this stuff, I can teach you a lot of this stuff free, but I do charge for my time to review the records. And when you finish a number of different cases, you're going to develop an expertise and also a different approach toward the process of learning. See, what I teach is not just new information. I teach a new process of how to think about thinking. You know, the most important thing for people to realize is that not that you have the answers, but you're asking better and better questions, because you approach ultimate wisdom asymptotically by asking better and better questions, and the truth will open like a lotus flower when you pour the water of good questions on it.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Excellent.
Different approach to reality, isn't it? That's why people say,
oh, yeah.
Dr. Deagle, how do you know more than almost anybody ever met? Because I've asked better questions than anybody you ever met. I have a high curiosity index. I don't like to use the term IQ. I can train somebody to do puzzles and tests and increase their IQ in 2 days. But can I increase their curiosity index? I don't know. Most of the population, including health professionals, are as dumb as a bag of rocks because they won't ask questions to get out of line. They don't want to be persecuted by their colleagues. They don't want to think, well, my doctor's a good doctor. I like to go golfing with them. I trust them even though they're killing me. Or they want to do a joint replacement when I can regenerate their joint. Or I'm in terminal heart failure and my doctor's giving me XYZ. My legs are like balloons. And I'm so tired and I can't lay down flat because I get the, you know, postural. I get basically pulmonary edema and I start suffocating when I lay flat. Well, guess what? You need Deagle. You need the Deagle cure.
Right?
And I'm an overcomer. I've gone through a lot of health problems myself. And God has allowed me to be an overcomer to take the knowledge I've learned to save your butt from things that I went through and survived. I mean, you know, people need to know that. I mean, they have to understand. For example, today I'm going to go in my hyperbaric chamber with ozone and oxygen. I'm going to go on my sonic life machine with epigenetic frequencies. I'm going to do all of the new fancy things I got right in my chair I'm sitting on. I've got Dr. Fisher QRS mat. I've got the photon sound beam. And I'm working on another technology that nobody else on Earth has. Nobody.
Right.
What I'm working on is going to have unique patents that nobody else on Earth has. So the Sonic Life Machine is my favorite machine for delivering frequencies to your DNA. It's a favorite exercise machine. I don't care if you're a NFL linebacker. I don't care if you're a power lifter or a martial artist. You need 10 to 20 minutes a day on this machine, man. It's going to transform your body and save you from serious injuries. It changes the muscle firing patterns, you won't tear your shoulder apart or your knee. This is what Gronkowski needs of the Patriots, doesn't he? NutriMedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or your order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages. Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of the NutriMedical Report, recommends hyperbaric chambers in many serious healthcare conditions, from stroke recovery to congestive heart failure to cancer, autoimmune diseases, and requiring serious infections to be dealt with hyperbaric oxygen therapy, ozone, and augmented oxygen. If you want to get a hyperbaric chamber for Dr. Bill, do contact him at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at 888-212-8871. Dr. Bill will arrange a lease and also documentation so you can write off the cost of your hyperbaric chamber against your health insurance and your taxes. The best hyperbaric chambers are the ones that Dr. Bill recommends or Summit to See, but do arrange through Dr. Bill Deagle, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, go to Contact Us and send your request of your specific condition. He will provide a consultation and the proper advice in nutraceuticals and other technology to augment your recovery. Take care with NutriMedical.com. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. This Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolic, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, herbs, ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutraMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutraMedical.com and take Cognition Plus with Brain Power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. And welcome back. We've got Tony here. We're going to talk about some things like Nutridyne. And in fact, on the break here, you start laughing. I said, you took the humorous dosage of Nutridyne. Now, why is it humorous? It's humorous for three reasons. Number one, the main thing that's causing the aging and the death of the population is the age and death of mitochondria. People say, what do you mean? I say, well, look, you have to understand that we have a bicameral cell. And they say, what do you mean by bicameral? Well, you've got eukaryotic DNA inside a little spheroid called the nucleoplasm. And then depending on the size of the cell, whether it's a Purkinje cell in your cerebellum or cardiomyocyte, you have anywhere from half a million to millions of mitochondria with its own separate ring chromosome. So you have actually two different organisms that make up every cell of your body. Isn't that interesting? So there's actually two organisms that are married that allow each cell of your body to exist. Now, the most important thing is it's called a redox, or the potential energy that's in a cell, and that is mitochondria. If you have a glucose molecule and you do anaerobic glycolysis, you only generate two ATP for every sugar molecule. If you have oxygen and mitochondria working at their optimal, you generate 32. That's 16 times as much. You also generate NADH. In fact, one of our products we have is called NADH tablets. We have a drink that generates ATP called our Sports Energy Light Drink. And we also have mitochondrial catalysts and CoQ10, other things like the spark of the cell that helps the mitochondria work. But ultimately, if you don't have active mitochondria, you're dead. In other words, do you know that people are not really dead until their mitochondria are dead? If you don't get embalmed, how long do you think it takes for your mitochondria to die completely?
I'd say a week.
Nah. Many months. You're months and months or even years before you die. If you actually die in permafrost, your mitochondria are not dead even after 100 years in permafrost. Did you know that?
Wow.
So the fact that you don't talk anymore or walk or eat meals or go to sleep or have sex doesn't mean you're completely dead. That's why, for example, we put you in a special solution to make sure ice crystals don't form in your cells. We put you into suspended animation, say, just above freezing, and you're there for a century. You're not really dead. No, you're not half dead. Let me explain. I have a dictionary I'm putting up on a Deagle network over on Clay and Iron called the Word Salad Dictionary from Deagle, the Deagle Dictionary. Okay. I like to use little eponyms or initials. And it's called NRD, not really dead. Now, most people are not really alive either, NRA. It's not the National Rifle Association, they're not really alive. That's because their mitochondria are limping along. Now, the first way to stop limping mitochondria is to, number one, make T4, which is made by your thyroid gland, convert, which is 4,000 times stronger, to T3. But the primary thing that does that is plasma iodine. Now, your body makes a teeny, weeny, weeny, weeny amount of plasma iodine. It literally cleaves the diatomic iodine molecule, which is its natural state, we call the nascent state, and makes plasma iodine, and it stimulates mitochondriogenesis. So the first thing that Nutridyne does is make new mitochondria, and it also catalyzes the 5' deiodination to convert T4 to T3, the super key that locked into the jet engine of your cells makes ATP and NADH. And the third thing it does, when a cell has energy, it generates proteins and enzymes to rebuild the cell, and it also clears off intracellular pathogens and allows the cell to differentiate and become a tissue organ or fractionally clone itself into the future. You see, no one's older than a 7-year-old. That's another Deagleism. Everybody's 7. Did you know that? It doesn't matter if you're 80 or 25. You're a fractional multiple of 7. The reason is some tissues in your body, like your gut lining, are going to turn over every 4 days. But there's no cell, not even your brain cells, that don't turn over every 7 years. So everybody's a 7-year-old. Now, if you fractionally don't clone yourself well because you've got bad toner in your system, you're going to make a really bad photocopy of yourself into the future. So in other words, if you didn't get a really good photocopier, i.e. in your cells, you're going to make a very poor job of cloning yourself when you go to sleep. And your stem cells rebuild you for three reasons. Number one, you don't have a high redox state, meaning you don't have energy, ATP and NADH. Number two, you don't have the building blocks in your body because you didn't have a good diet. You had mineral deficient, nutrient deficient, amino acid deficiency. And number three, you lack signal. Now, when you raise the energetic level of the cells, you raise what's called a signal-to-noise ratio. Does that make sense?
It does. So I was going to say, people who might be listening to your show, what if they don't know what ATP, which is the energy molecule, and how it relates to NADPH?
The cure is called reading. You know, they go to the sewer net, I call the internet, the Google, they become a Google genius, and just type in ATP. What is it? Oh, it's adenosine triphosphate. It's the thing that makes you alive. You know,
exactly.
Like, it's like, you know, you ever seen the movie Frankenstein? It's alive. The reason is it's alive because of electricity. No, it's alive because it has mitochondria. And when someone dies, basically they got dead mitochondria. Now, if you make new mitochondria, we have a thing called natokinase with PQQ, pyroquinolone, and it actually, along with our neutrodyne, makes new mitochondria. Now, if you could actually go to your cells and have, like, you know, when they do a survey for elections, and you go to, say, your cardiomyocyte or your brain cell, your astrocyte, and we're going to interview your brain cell and say, okay, brain cell, you're 45 years of age, you got two really sick, old, and pre-demented parents, you got naggy teenagers that are now in their late 20s and early 30s, and they have an extended adolescence driving you crazy, your boss is driving you nuts, and you're starting to forget your grandkids' names in your shopping list. So you're going to do a survey of that, of a bunch of brain cells in the frontal lobe and the hippocampus that makes you remember things, and you're going to ask how many mitochondria you have and how well are they working. Now, here's how the survey goes. 45-year-old female. Her name is, let's say, call her Dolly. Dolly, how are your astrocytes in your left frontal lobe? And she says, well, I'm going to be honest with you. They're not up to snuff. What do you mean? Well, I used to have, you know, 500,000 mitochondria per brain cell in my frontal lobes, but it were down to 100,000. Number two, we're noticing those mitochondria aren't working good. They're generating sparks, and those sparks-free radicals are frying proteins in the brain, which the mitochondria are popping off and dying really quickly. Ooh, not good. And what's your ATP to and NADH levels? Oh, man, we're dragging. We just barely keep the lights on. Literally, the frontal lobe lights. Now, you can actually measure them with a test called a Lexicor. I was trained in Boulder by the same guys that trained the NSA and CIA, and science doctorate and PhD is called Lexicor. And you use a gel electrode on the scalp, and this is a test that's not done by neurologists, it's done by science doctorate and PhD psychologists, except if you're a neuropsychologist or neuroscientist. And what it does is measure the voltages and the frequency matching of different parts of your cortex. If you want to learn something, say visual motor, the visual and motor parts of your brain have to show high enough voltages and frequency matching between the various parts of your cortex to form what's called a neural network. See, I'm not only a Dr. Deagle expert in medical issues, I'm also an expert on artificial intelligence, and I'm working on AI projects as we speak, okay? The AI of the way the brain works is frequency matching creates neural networks, and eventually it condenses them down to a solid state, which is actually microtubules. Do you know that you actually have a solid state memory that's non-localized in your brain called microtubules? So someday, you could take a pill and learn French. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Deagle's the one inventing it.
Now,
what you got to understand here is that Neutrodyne is that's why it's still our top seller, because it does three things. It activates your macrophages. These are what I call the brute cells. They're the ones that kill cancer, find pathogens throughout your body, because your body's not a sterile situation. I used to have medical students and residents, and it was funny. I did back at the University of Colorado, and I'd have them down, and they look real sharp. Like, I mean, they look like on a movie set. And I'd say, is your blood sterile? Oh, of course my blood's sterile. I'm an athlete, I'm this and that. I'd say, good. We'll draw your blood. I'm going to get my nurse to draw your blood, and we're going to stand here and talk until the cork pops. Well, why would that happen, Dr. Bill? Well, because your blood, if it's so healthy, your bacteria in your bloodstream are going to eat that blood, and they're going to make gas, and it's going to pop. And they get all red-faced. I'm saying, you know, nobody's sterile. We're all in the process of having an ultimate battle with pathogens trying to eat us. And then I asked a stupid question, because I like stupid questions. I call them groaner questions because of my grandpa. And I'd say, what's worse, being eaten by ducks or eaten by wolves? And they look at me all weird and, you know, like, oh, this is a trick question, isn't it? Of course it's a trick question. It came from Deagle. And I said, it's much better to be eaten by wolves because they can bite you and swallow you quickly in a few minutes, whereas ducks don't have teeth. Now, all the bacteria and viruses inside your body, including spirochetes that can be intracellular, don't have teeth. So think of them as intracellular ducks, bad guys, that are going to chew away you really slowly. Chew away you without teeth, okay? Do you like that? Now, if your cells have a low redox potential, you can't fight these little buggers. So when I hear people don't understand this, for example, when you look at Lyme disease, there's a cross-reacting decapeptide in Lyme disease that looks exactly like myelin basic protein, so no wonder there's a cross-reaction with 34 substrains of spirochetes in the northern hemisphere of Europe and America that, based on the amount of sunlight, is a direct link to multiple sclerosis. MS is an immune homologous disease where the decapeptide in spirochetes that can be intracellular looks identical to myelin basic protein, just like Saccharomyces cerevisiae, which is the yeast that makes bread rise, has a peptide that looks identical to the basement membrane of your small bowel where you get Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. So every disease that's autoimmune has what's called immune homology syndrome. Now, I discovered this in research 41 years ago with Dr. Chungun Fujidani. And by the way, when I was doing my research, I got threatened by the Alberta College of Physicians and Surgeons. How dare you, Dr. Deagle, work in association? You know, do you think I have much respect for the medical profession? Are you kidding? Are you kidding? These people are so stupid, they have what's called craniocephalic rectal insertion syndrome. Do you know what that is? Their head is so far up their rectum, they've never seen daylight. Never seen daylight. They have never. I'm talking about intellectually, okay? Now, the problem is people don't want to ask questions because they don't want their worldview changed because their colleagues would be mad. I remember having Dr. Russell Blaylock, who's a genius. This guy had a master's degree in biochemistry before he went into neurosurgery. Top neurosurgeon right down in Louisiana. And Blaylock told me this joke, because he worked on magnesium, and he would work, and after they did remove, say, benign or malignant tumors in the brain, the most dangerous thing was post-recovery in the neurointensive care unit to reduce intracranial hypertension, because if your brain starts swelling up, it's going to cone your right through your foramen magnum, and you're going to get what's called a pontine infarction, and you're going to die. You're going to stop breathing. Breathing's unnecessary for life, isn't it? Oxygen plus mitochondria equals movement and life and breathing and everything. So his colleagues got mad at him because he was having people survive surgery, post-surgery recovery, because their brains didn't swell because he gave them IV magnesium. That's all he did, give them IV magnesium. And they were so pissed at him for saving people from croaking post-operative, they were trying to persecute him and pull his license.
Wow.
Yeah. Never underestimate the stupidity of dumbass people who don't want to ask better questions. As you know, it's like a Napoleon said, never interrupt your enemy when he's making a fatal error. That's a quote from Napoleon, right? And of course, Einstein had another interesting quote. He said, genius is quantifiable, stupidity is limitless. Now, people aren't really stupid. The word stupid should be removed from the dictionary. I call it vicious ignorance, because when I talk to people and I beg people to call into the show, and I say, yeah, you know, you're a good customer, you're a good patient, be brave. You know, I want to play that little Sarah Bareilles song, you know. I want to see you be brave, you know, that song she has, really good. Well, if you want to be brave, call the show, 844-769-2944. You're going to talk to Todd. He's an amazing broadcast director and master of tech here at Rinse Radio Network. Better than Genesis or over Republic Broadcasting by far. And if you call, he's going to put your question up on the board. You have three rules. No ad hominem attacks of me or anybody else, unless I tell you to go and attack like an attack dog, like a Rottweiler. Number two, stay on topic. And number three, ask questions you think not only you would want to ask, but other people. In other words, if you've got a specific condition, whether it's arthritis or pain or hypothyroidism, ask a question in a simple way. And my biggest error is I get too technical. So the best show in the week is when my wife, I call it the string and I'm the balloon floating away with helium in me. She gets me down to earth, so I actually have to communicate with human beings rather than, you know, with cyborgs and supercomputers. So you got to use a little humor here. So the real issue is, if you want your happy mitochondria, if you want to kill off the pathogens, if you want to raise a redox, because you only die when your mitochondria die. It's as they say, NRD, you're not really dead until your mitochondria are dead. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Carrot Bars is the most powerful system for storing money worldwide as Gram Gold, with a bank in Stuttgart, Germany, and the ability to transport it to your home anywhere on the planet. It also allows the conversion to cryptocurrencies through the ICO coins that are going to mature on July 4th, 2019, and increase the value dramatically. Nothing like cryptocurrency in the form of gold, and as well the ICO coins. The Carrot Bar Gram currency can be used worldwide and is a stable currency to exchange across the planet for purchasing and selling and storing in your own bank or banks around the world. Get Carrot Bars Gold through NutriMedical.com. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical through the drop-down menu, and we will send you on to our senior person, Jim Deal, who will help to arrange for you to get the Carrot Bars Gold through our Dr. Bill Deagle's NutriMedical 7 Carrot Bar site, as well set you up with the ICO coins that will mature and dramatically increase your value. Save with NutriMedical every day. Improper digestion or maldigestion is very common. Our correction is with NutriMeds, Gastrozyme, plant-based broad-spectrum pH enzymes, and Digestes. Digestes restores stomach acid and pepsin, and the Gastrozyme supports the pancreatic enzymes with plant-based enzymes. You can improve digestion dramatically, reduce food allergies, reduce dysbiosis and small intestinal bowel overgrowth, and improve overall body nutrition by digesting your food properly. Amazing formulas available from NutriMedical.com exclusively. Do contact about Bill Deagle for a starter protocol for your dysbiosis, small intestinal bowel overgrowth, or other problems with maldigestion or ulcers. That's NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free starter protocol just by contacting us by phone, 888-212-8871, or by email. Stay well every day with NutriMedical in your life. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and we have Bob here, Bob Vineyard from Pure Water Systems. Bob, I'm in a particularly sarcastic mood. I'm feeling really good for recovering from the little thing I had with all my fancy technology, my Pure Water, my hyperbaric chamber, my QRS mat, my Sonic Life machine, all my fancy nutraceuticals. I am smoking. Not smoking marijuana, by the way. I'm smoking in terms of feeling good. And one of the good reasons why is my little jug beside me, which includes my nice ice here, I call angel ice, because when you get ice cubes from the Pure Water System in your fridge, they get little spikes on them like they're little angels. It's like, whoa, these are cubes from a different dimension. That's because the water molecules are so have such a low internal viscosity, they crawl over each other, forming little spikes on them. And people say, well, what does that mean? That means that you're not drinking toxins. You're not drinking the waters of death, okay? When they have potable water, these dumb politicians, and they say, we're regulating 45 toxins in your water. But how about the other 10,840? They're not talking about those. Or seven new a day. They're not talking about those. Or the electrical companies and all the toxic pollution from smart meters, Wi-Fi networks, Gwen Towers, and the cell phone, they've just bumped up its frequency. So now they're going 5G so they can actually have them a step-down transformers transferring terabytes of data through your phone, through your freaking head, and your astrocytes and your microglia in your brain. And you wonder why the right side of your brain, if you're right-handed, is three times more likely to get brain cancer. Well, the same way with all the toxins in your water. Why the hell do you think you should be healthy when you drink water with thousands and millions of parts per million or parts per billion of biotoxins to screw up gene expression and enzymatic reactions? Why do people think like that? Why do they act like, you know, I call it the Bangladeshi kid game with the tiger. There's a 2,300-pound Bengal tiger, and the tigers smell bad. I mean, cats smell bad, but when you're a really big cat, you can smell from a mile away. And if the Bengal tiger gets in your little village, rolling yourself up on a mat and going to the corner of your house so you can't see the tiger and he can smell you, he thinks of you like a roll-up, you know, like when you get these roll-up candies or things, Chinese food. They taste good rolled up in mats, okay? Well, the same thing goes with toxins. Why do people think, I can have diketopiperazine from jet fuel and I can have doping agents from the microchip industry that are bubbled down the spring in Orange County after they recycle it and go through a very poor quality RO membrane. And yeah, and I can have birth control pill at the same time I'm taking radiotoxins from Fukushima. No problem. And I still can have a normal life and I can go out and jog 4 miles a day and have sex and have a normal brain cell and not get cancer. Delusion. You know, it really is delusional. Our society thinks you're going to have normal kids. In part, by the way, of the reason why we have 56 genders pushed by the United Nations in one sex is because most of these biotoxins are what we call xeno, Z-E-N-O, meaning they don't look like estrogen, but they are hundreds of times more avid to the estrogen receptor, and they turn boys into girls. I've turned them, I got a new name for them, this is legalism, I call them goys. They're not exactly a boy anymore because their estrogen receptors are so locked down by the toxins they're drinking in their water. Their sperm count's down 75%, their male hormone's down 75%. They might not ever be able to have children, but they're becoming a goy. Do you like that? Is that funny?
It's goys or burls, I suppose.
Or burls, yeah. But that's a different version, see. we had our Super Bowl party, and we had friends over. And one of their friends actually invited a little girl who actually, when we were introduced to her, her name, she said, was Kyle. I looked at her like, you're not a Kyle. I'm a doctor of 45 years. It's like talking to an archaeologist about a dig that you've been working on for 50 years, and they want to tell you that they've discovered some Martian stones from Mars. No, you're not a boy. Now, the reason why that's happening is because these girls are drinking toxic water that's turning on parts of their brain that are saying, you know what? Screw this idea that you're a girl. You're actually a goy. You're kind of part girl, part boy, and you can decide what to wear. But, in fact, someday maybe they can even build you a penis, you know, or a cyber penis. You know, who knows what the hell? But you got to understand, our society is partly screwed up, a lot of it, because of toxins. The IQ is dropping 7% per decade for the last 60 years. Did you know that? Per 2 decades, I mean. So that you have a 21-point drop now. For someone who's relatively smart, that's not bad. You're kind of now in the average range. If you used to be 121, say, in the 1960s. But for the average person, that means you're marginal. Now, you got to understand what IQ stands for. People that are slower, including my daughter with Down syndrome, are not stupid. They just have to take smaller subconcepts to build bigger ones. It's almost like you ask a mover, and if the mover has got to take a really big couch, they got to take it apart to get it down the stairs and out into the truck. Now, a smart person, they just figure out how to take out the windows so they can take the couch out from the side and drop it with a winch down the side of the house. The only difference between a smart person and a stupid person, really, is the size of the super concepts they can carry. No, nowhere else. They can be just as smart, learn anything, whether it's music or art or science. You just have to break things down to smaller concepts. Now, the problem is, though, if society is only presenting concepts of a certain size, they can mind control you. Now, a smart person like me has what's called a high curiosity index, which means everything I see looks, tastes, and smells like bull hockey. Do you know what I mean by bull hockey? I'm not going to use the word. It's called S-H-I. I will not use the T word. But the fact is, when I was 3 years of age, adults looked at me, including my parents, and said, there's something wrong with Billy. That was my name because my dad's name was Bill. I was Billy. Why is Billy asking so many questions? Why is Billy making us feel stupid? Why is Billy doing this and that? Why is Billy taking away the reel-to-reel tape recorder and a Swiss watch and putting it back together? Why, Billy, why? Okay, in fact, we made a song with my deceased niece, my youngest brother's niece, and it was called, and the song was called Damn It, Billy, okay? And we had a lot of verses to the Damn It, Billy song. Now, someday I'm going to do it. I'm going to put the song, because I'm a barbershopper, too. People don't know that. I'm a barbershop quartet singer, and I'm going to start back probably next week with our local chorus here. But people need to understand, you got to look at the world with a little touch of humor. We're all too damn serious. But you got to do stuff, too. You have not drink water that's going to turn you into a boy or a burl. You got to not take water that's going to give you breast cancer or prostate cancer down the road. And you wonder, how the hell did I get prostate cancer? It's the 10 millionth glass of water that had crap in it that gave you prostate cancer. It's the 20 millionth glass of water that went through the cattle you ate that wasn't organic that gave you biotoxins that were super concentrated that caused you to get brain cancer. It was the cell phone you stuck in the side of your head while you're drinking that water that cooked your brain on the outside while the toxins were on the inside in your astrocytes. Does that make sense? Now, people,
it makes sense. It makes sense, Dr. Bill. You know,
I beg people, and I'm going to do it again. I'm going to beg. I'm not on my knees right now, but I'm sitting down, but I wish I was on my knees. I'm begging people to call in and disagree with me. Just use logic and evidence. Don't just say I have an opinion. An opinion is an attitude. An attitude without evidence and logic is just attitude. But if you have logic, experience, or something to say that actually makes sense, I don't care if you're a grandma with no PhDs or anything. But to be honest with you, what I've met through my life since I was a little kid, and I'm going to be 67 next week, I'm not impressed with the human race. They have a very low curiosity index. They think everything they've been told is the truth. They play with their mental blocks. They have two or three or a dozen or a hundred or a thousand things that all conflict with each other, and they accept it as, that's the gospel truth. I'm thinking, what's wrong with you? Are you like some kind of like disabled cyborg that believes everything you're told? The problem is, when you're drinking that water, or if you're having non-organic food, or watering your veggies from, you know, that you're going to later eat, because these veggies I grew myself, yeah, but the water you got from the local water authority was toxic as hell, because you didn't put it through a whole water system like we have. It's, you know, and I don't call it stupidity. I call it vicious ignorance, because you know what people do? when they think, well, you're just arrogant. They go, no, I'm humble. I've screwed up big time because somebody as smart as me has the extra ability to screw up even better than most people. Okay? So when you're real smart, you can really screw up. Okay? So what you got to understand here is if you don't have a curiosity index, you're going to do stupid stuff that's going to shorten your life, ruin your life, and kill you, and make you dumb as a bag of rocks. So you need pure water. Now, pure water systems with the pure water has four phases: the best linear charcoal, the best reverse osmosis, the best ion exchange resin. So the only thing coming out at that point is water molecules, hydronium. That sounds like an alien molecule. Hydronium. What do you drink? I drink only hydronium. That's what I drink. I drink hydronium. What do you mean? You mean you don't have your daily dose of diet biotoxins and Fukushima Daiichi and xenoestrogen molecules to make your testicles shrink and your penis go bye-bye? And people don't get that.
Dr. Bill,
yeah.
The secret is really very simple. Don't spend 30, 40, 50 years of your life being a water filter. Don't
exactly.
be a filter.
I love that. I love that analogy. Because, you see, the problem is that our whole society, I call it the liocracy. We don't have a democracy or socialism or communism. We have a liocracy. Everybody's lying to us. When you go to church, the pastor's lying to you about, you know, the nature of God. I went to heaven. There's only one God. It's in the mezuzah on your door if you're a Jew or a Hebrew. Okay? There's no such thing as hell. God is the creator and destroyer. If you're not his, you're destroyed. There's no millennium. The devil doesn't come back and eat us alive and kill more billions of good people on earth after he's been stuck in a prison. No. Well, the same thing goes with toxins. There is a price to pay for stupidity. If you don't listen to me and you say, oh, I got a Berkey. Are you an idiot? Do you think the Berkey's going to pull all the fluoride out that's going to calcify your pineal gland, your connection to your soul, and the choroid plexus in your ventricles? Do you think that a Culligan system, which is heavy as hell to even move, it requires, you know, some two or three or four plumbers to actually move the damn thing every couple of years, is going to clean as well as this system? Do you really think it's as affordable? It's going to be 5 to 6 times as expensive and take a hell of a lot more cost for servicing? And then people say, well, I know better than Dr. Deagle. That's so unlikely that anybody out there knows more than Dr. Deagle. It's disgusting, isn't it? Now people say, well, you're just arrogant. I say, no, it's called competency. I'm not arrogant. I'm humble, man. I'm a servant of the Most High God. I will die for you, but I won't take a centillion of crap or stupidity or what we call lack of intellectual vigor, which is just curiosity. If you're just curious, you'll say, well, teach me, Dr. Deagle. Yeah, I will. I'm like your big brother. You got to understand, if you listen to big brother, you don't fall off the bridge and die. You don't drown and die. You don't eat toxins and die. You don't take pharmaceutical toxic polypharmacy. Yeah, there's some drugs that are good. For example, you can take Entresto for heart failure if it doesn't give you angioedema. It's good. There's a few cardiac drugs if you go to the ICU, and enzyme busters if you got a heart attack and you didn't take advice to prevent plaque. It's good. But only about 5, maybe 7% of drugs, or maybe up to 10 sometimes, are safe, reasonable, and okay. Most are dangerous, stupid, the same way as 2/3 to 3/4 of surgery, even by the words of surgeons, is inappropriate. Do you know that last decade, they came out with a report 2 years ago, the previous decade, that 1.6 million men were actually had prostate surgery that made them permanently lose bladder control and ability to have erections for no good damn reason. They were just done with prostate, let alone all the people getting really extensive surgery. We're going to blast you with photon beams or x-rays after we give you chemo. I can't tell you how many people I pronounce dead after getting chemo. But when they go for IPT cancer therapy and take our nutraceuticals and drink clean water, they live. You know what I call the people that eat and drink water based on the regulations of the local water authority? I call it hydrocide, drinking toxic water. Do not commit hydrocide. Get a pure water system today. Say no to hydrocide. What do you think?
There you go, Dr. Bill. And, of course, save 10% when they use your promo code NutriMed.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at rents.com.